Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It really is incredible to see these big pharma reps all over TV, print, going, don't take vitamins, don't take minerals. By the way, we want to make it a law. We can forcibly give you shots. I mean, I take that personal. Paul Offit makes me really mad. And I know it makes you mad, pharmacist Ben Felix, because of the incredible things you've seen real nutrition do for people. That's why this is a revolution, getting off their drugs and getting on high-quality super nutrients like the Pollen Burst Plus or the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. I mean, and then you also support the Liberty Movement, but that's all at InfoWarsHealth.com, a side issue. Finishing up with the point you were making.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I dedicated my life, my professional life, my personal life, my spiritual life to helping people get better. And then I have to do the clean up the muck, the mess that's left behind by guys like Dr. Offit writing these ridiculous articles talking about vitamins, why we don't need vitamins. Are you kidding me? These things are essential, and the word essential means that you are dead in the water without them. And then he's going to tell you that you should be vaccinated as opposed to getting using vitamins and using nutritional supplementation. Listen, I could sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face about the importance of supplements and the importance of vitamins, but everybody out there, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family to at least give nutritional supplementation a shot. And this is even more imperative if you're dealing with some kind of disease state, which, the way I look at it in my experience, the disease states are nothing more than the manifestation of nutritional deficiencies, not just in vitamins, but also in minerals.
But no one can deny that it's a huge part of it, bare minimum. But then hospitals do nothing for nutrition. If you come in, old people get scurvy all the time. It's on record with their skin falling off. They bump a wall, a hole. No one says, hey, are you getting vitamin C?
That's right.
They just say, oh, we're going to put you on these drugs.
If you go to the doctor with rashes, with a little spots, little red spots on your legs or on your arms, the doctor's going to say he has no idea what causes it. They just happen. But if you go look up scurvy or go to Google Images and look up scurvy, you're going to see the exact same dots that your dermatologist will give you some steroid or immune suppressant and tell you has no idea what's causing it. You'll see the exact same a picture of the exact same condition under the heading of scurvy. This is because these are subclinical conditions. They're not bad enough to cause you to die, but they're bad enough to cause you to be miserable. And all you need is small amounts of nutritional
supplements. Hey, what's the mineral that I was reading last year, mainline study, about knocking out people getting colon cancer? What was the mineral?
Probably selenium. Which
yeah,
one
that
of
was it.
One of the most powerful anti-cancer nutrients you could take. Doc Watson talking about selenium for 20 years.
Oh, hey, I know why I got you on. What about this study that was out yesterday, big scientific study, if we pull that up, that men that skip breakfast are like 20-something times more likely to have heart attacks or
Kellogg sponsored that, and General Mills sponsored that study. That's a study put out by the cereal industry. You know who started the big breakfast idea? It was a guy named Edward Bernays,
yeah.
Who I'm sure you know about. He's the guy who came up with the whole big breakfast idea, which you want to do for
breakfast. You believe in the opposite, right? You believe in a lot.
No, you do not want a big breakfast. You want a very small breakfast. In fact, you don't want a big anything when it comes to meals. You want nutritional supplements. You want smoothies. You want liquid nutrients. But you don't want to put a big load on your digestive system first thing in the morning. And you don't want to put a big load on your digestive system at any time. The key to immune health, the key to health in general, is to make sure that your digestive system is as clean and pristine as possible. Alex, even when you eat a good meal, you activate inflammation and you activate the immune system, let alone the standard American diet, let alone the crap they want you to eat, let alone the crap that gets advertised on TV to our kids and to our family. The less you eat, the longer you live, and one of the keys to restricting your calories is to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. And as I was saying before I went to the break, I can talk till I'm blue in the face about the importance of supplementation, but once you try a nutritional supplement program like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or any nutritional supplement program, once you get on high doses of vitamin C, once you're getting your iodine, once you're getting your selenium, once you're making sure you're getting enough protein and essential fatty acids, your body will give you all of the evidence that
exactly,
you need.
Exactly, folks. Just check the InfoWars Health Challenge. InfoWarsHealth.com. Incredible products. And your purchases support the broadcast. Pharmacist Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be listening to your morning show every day at GCNLive.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Thank you for joining us into the third hour. Back tonight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars and nightly news at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Till the bottom of the hour, we're joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's worked as a consultant with the State Department and worked in international banking, you name it. He's a best-selling, number one New York Times best-selling author. He also writes for WorldNet Daily. He's got a new book out, What Went Wrong. We'll talk about that briefly before he leaves us. But the main reason I wanted to get him on is that I've had friends, family call me, people in the office. I've heard him on the Genesis Network. One of your sources, the Moriarty family, and they're on the air going, believe us, we promised there's jihadis from Saudi Arabia when we had a business in Libya, and our government's funding them, and we told the government, and they tell Al-Qaeda we're to move, and we promise we're not making this up. I mean, the CFR came out 2 years ago and said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. They admit the main force attacking Syria and Libya before it is Al-Qaeda. They admit the people that killed the ambassador at the safe house over the weapons deal was the Benghazi local security force that is Al-Qaeda. They have people with Al-Qaeda flags throwing the Christians off roofs with the flags, with the shaved heads, and the big beards. I mean, every day there's new footage of them killing people. And so it's, you know, I hear these folks on the radio, and I guess I can get them on, but it's kind of like, Alex, believe us. We were there. The sun comes up. The water is wet. We promise that ducks quack. So my whole issue is, I know people like a story, like witnesses to it, but I've had reporters on that were there and saw this when the war was going on. Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley, you name it. I mean, there's the Council on Foreign Relations, Al-Qaeda specter in Syria. And you go to the bottom of the article and it says, truth is, we need Al-Qaeda. They're good fighters. Well, and that was, again, a year and a half ago. This is all over the L.A. Times, all over the news. Our government helped create Al-Qaeda against the Russians. They helped use them against the Serbs. Clinton did. And then they've used them again over and over again. And they used the threat to take our liberties. The Boston bomber's brother was in some CIA program. I mean, the ignorance level out there that is it true what course he's writing that Obama is protecting Al-Qaeda? I mean, it's like saying, is it true that Rudolph has a red nose? Is it true that the Easter Bunny's a rabbit? I mean, it just is unbelievable. So, Dr. Corsi, I wanted to get your take on this because, I mean, I've even seen the Wall Street Journal admit 60-plus percent of the force in Syria is Al-Qaeda. They're leading it. But there's this ignorance gap. And then it's like, well, the U.S. is kind of halfway funding them. There's no kind of halfway. What's really going on here? And how does this man and woman in their business over there that saw some of this, how does that fit into this?
Well, the Moriartys who you refer to, Joanne and her husband, have been sources, but they have been in touch with Libyan expatriates in the region, and the documents is what have driven the stories I've written, documentary evidence of the ties between Al-Qaeda and Libya, Al-Qaeda and the Benghazi attack. All that you point out is true. The reason I continue to publish it, the reason I want to continue publishing it is because the government, the Obama administration wants to, the story to go away. The Obama administration wants to ignore the reality. And the more documentation we can get that, proves from original sources, including sources in the Egyptian government, that Al-Qaeda was involved in Morsi was involved, the former head of Egypt, in the Benghazi attack, I think the documents are compelling.
That's why they got rid of the 31-year globalist Western installed, but he was a nice guy compared to Morsi. That's why they got rid of the last leader of Egypt, because he wasn't going along with shipping the weapons into Al-Qaeda out of Egypt into Libya. I mean, that all came out, too.
And also into Syria. I mean, the shipping the weapons into now Turkey, and the Al-Qaeda weapons are ending up in the so-called freedom fighters or the rebels in Syria fighting Assad. I mean, in the battle in Syria, there's no good side. They're both, and we are probably going to end up backing the rebels, which means siding once again with Al-Qaeda. People still don't understand, Alex, that the destabilization of the Middle East was one of the Obama administration's main purposes in supporting what they call the Arab Spring. The Arab Spring was not a democracy movement. There's no chance that the movements in the streets against Mubarak in Egypt or against Gaddafi in Libya were going to end up in anything resembling a Western democracy. They're all going to ultimately be co-opted and were by the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. And you've got in Libya today a situation that's really a chaos with various Al-Qaeda factions competing for control.
And we see different puppets being removed that you just mentioned, like in Egypt, to put in Morsi. And then on top of that, Hosni Mubarak just disappears. All hell breaks loose. We've got reports of Israel reportedly aiding the rebels in the south with ambulances and weapons as well. I know that's caused a fissure in Israel. I mean, I get geopolitically, I think it's very immoral, stirring people up to kill each other. But if it causes an even bigger destabilization and it's bad for American interest and any other interest, then it's even more immoral, because the way I see this is it's going to make it's going to make things only good for the weapons contractors. I mean, what's the larger geopolitical things behind this?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, ultimately, whether, you know, the CIA manipulation that I'm sure is involved in the middle of this, what the Obama administration is achieving is destabilizing the entire region and pushing the region into much more of a radical Islamic control. Now, you know, from Israel's point of view, it's going to be Israel is increasingly threatened. They had a submarine attack on, evidently, on Syria to eliminate some of the missiles that Syria has accumulated.
And that stirred up Russia.
Well, Russia is backing Assad, and Russia is backing Iran, and Iran continues to push for nuclear weapons. The Obama administration has now insisted with Secretary of State Kerry that Israel negotiate, willing to go back to the borders of the 1967, before the 1967 war.
Yeah.
Well, those borders are indefensible.
Well, what I'm asking you is, why is Israel, it looks like on the surface, working with NATO and the West on this? It looks like a schizophrenic policy. I get that they want to take down the Iran regime. I get they want to kick the ally Assad out. I'm saying it's very immoral to go start a war with Assad 2.5 years in, back al-Qaeda, exterminate Christians, watch our media cover it up, but then we're going to limitedly, you know, criticize Obama for working with al-Qaeda when he's really working in the larger NATO plan to bring it down by hook or by crook to be able to go after Iran. And then my big issue is, stop saying you've got to take my rights because of al-Qaeda threat when the government clearly is using al-Qaeda as a sock puppet. So, I mean, let's just cut right to the chase of what's happening here.
Well, I think it's absolutely immoral to support al-Qaeda. I don't see how we can possibly do it. Especially after the big hoopla about killing Osama bin Laden. And there's no way you can justify these radical Islamic extremists armed, wanting to destabilize regimes. Al-Qaeda is the worst of the worst. And Al-Qaeda stands for a lot of different radical elements
Sure.
that operate under Al-Qaeda. And the United States should never be backing these. I agree with you entirely. It dumb.
All right, let me ask you this. Getting off the rhetoric that Israel, NATO, the U.S., France all put out, I look at real facts.
Right.
I see a slowdown. They claimed they were going to send arms. Now it looks like there's been a slowdown. That looks like there are elements in the power structure that actually don't like this idea. You have your ear to the ground in D.C. with a lot of high-level contacts. Are there real splits in the power structure over handing the Middle East over to al-Qaeda?
Yes, there are. There's very serious concerns about handing it over to al-Qaeda. And there's very serious concerns about Iran becoming much more dominant in the region. Also, very unreported is that there is a Sunni rebellion going on. You saw it in the Abu Ghraib prison riot this past weekend, where a group of radical Sunnis attacked Abu Ghraib and released basically al-Qaeda Sunnis. They're opposing the Shiite regime that we put into place when we left Iraq. So Iraq is about to be destabilized, and al-Qaeda will be in the middle of that as well. Al-Qaeda throughout the region and the Muslim Brotherhood are working hand in hand.
Yeah, so who controls al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood or Saudi Arabia?
I think ultimately no one controls al-Qaeda entirely. I think al-Qaeda has really become kind of a lawless criminal organization that is out for its own good.
And then the defense contractors are the same because they just want to shell robots to the local police.
And, you know, we still don't have, Alex, a firm answer of what Benghazi was all about. I mean, were we running arms through Benghazi to the al-Qaeda to destabilize Gaddafi? Is that why?
Well, I think we know that's what happened. I mean,
I would think so, but I think that's why Stevens was probably there even before he was ambassador in Benghazi, came in a boat to Benghazi. And then, you know, what was the reason for Stevens being, he had a meeting with one of the Turkish diplomats in Benghazi the day he was killed.
Foreign minister.
What were they doing? Are they trying to recover weapons that they were, you know, these man pads or other surface air missiles that were lost and missing and probably being shipped through Turkey?
Yeah, that does sound like a double cross because, I mean, I can't imagine the globalists, as corrupt as they are, wanting al-Qaeda to have 10,000 heat-seeking missiles.
And, I, you know, again, what was that meeting about? Also, why didn't we send in military to help the Americans who were under attack?
Well, stay there. Give us the latest update on Benghazi, and then also tell us about your book. I want to get you on for a full hour about your book in the next few weeks, What Went Wrong. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up.
All right, final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi's new book's out, What Went Wrong. I want to get him on about the book specifically. I only got 6 minutes. I'll give you the floor and try to shut up here. A, what really went on at Benghazi? What's going on with that cover-up? The Navy SEAL families now want investigations of their helicopter blowing up. That's happening. Obama's got the lowest approval rating ever. Congress does as well. The whole thing's in free fall. The NSA stuff's come out. lowest approval rating ever for Obamacare. What do you finish up with Benghazi, and then what is the state of the Republic right now and where things are going, and what rabbits can Obama pull out of the hat?
Well, first of all, the Benghazi investigation, the key issues are the survivors. I think they are the ones who can tell the story of what happened on the ground, and the survivors have been kept from Congress. Those who have been retired or forced to retire have been signing non-disclosure agreements. A couple of the key survivors are talking to Congress this week. Very behind the scenes. One of them, I think, can be made to testify, still with the military. And the issue there is, you know, what was Obama doing on the night of Benghazi? What was he even in the White House? Why weren't we responding? When you have officials saying, well, we couldn't get the airplanes over there, we couldn't refuel them. Many Air Force pilots would say, we don't care if you can refuel us. Well, you tell us where we're going to land. We're going to get over there and save these guys.
But that's all pure bull. I mean, that's all on record. Italy's right there. There's U.S. bases everywhere. There's U.S. aircraft in the country.
But they're still denying it from the White House. See, that's the key point, is the White House is still denying it. And
yeah, but the testimony they already had contradicted the White House.
Of course, but yet, you know, one of the whole points, I think, of this Trayvon Martin, I've been saying it on radio, is to whip up the country on a racial issue so as to shove off of the agenda, make the news not cover.
No, just like the Bin Laden raid was meant to cover up your book on the birth certificate.
Well, and here you're covering up Benghazi, you're covering up the IRS investigation into the Tea Party discrimination, which the government administration using the IRS to go after conservatives. And by the way, just as a footnote here, people should be aware that if the Obama administration was able to use the IRS to go after Tea Party and conservative groups, the NSA is, I'm sure, going after selectively.
Of course.
Those that are conservatives. Those
it turned out the cloakroom's been bugged. That's not even news.
Exactly. And see, the entire description of before Janet Napolitano resigned, targeting Tea Party members, targeting conservatives, Alex, targeting your audience.
Why did she really resign, do you think?
Well, I think that there's just too much. The investigations into the NSA, I think, are going to lead to the political use of that data, motivated to go after conservatives, driven by Department of Homeland Security, targeting conservative groups every bit as much as the IRS targeted consumer groups.
Which is just flaming authoritarianism. What does your gut tell you? What happens to Obama? Does he just sail off into the sunset? Does Obamacare get repealed? Do they false flag us? What do they do?
Well, the major problem right now is that we're going to run out of money. And that you're going to see this in Detroit. There's no way to bail out Detroit. There's probably $2 trillion of unfunded pension liabilities. Cities and states are going to be going into default over the next 2 years in a massive amount. And Obamacare will probably be at least an effort made to defund it. And I think a great number of Democrats within Congress are going to support that.
Yeah.
Even the unions have turned against Obamacare. I mean, this is going to be one of the most disastrous pieces of legislation ever passed. But Obama didn't pass it so it would work. He passed it so the foot would be in the door, even if it's repealed. Now he's established the principle of universal health care.
That's right. It was Cloward and Piven and
But you get it up in place, and then you expand it to the point where the system can't sustain it. That's the entire approach of the Obama social welfare
state. Yeah, collapse the system. And,
yes.
I mean, it's incredible what a ripoff it is. I can't believe raising payroll taxes on poor people that he's gotten away with that with his idiot constituents.
Well, and or the pitting of, again, you know, the whole issue, another issue of getting people riled up about Trayvon Martin is they don't ask then, what has Obama really done for African Americans? We have double-digit unemployment among the African Americans.
Well, he doubled their unemployment. He did that for them.
And Detroit, a city which is 81% minority. Again, you've got massive unemployment, massive drug problems, broken families, children born out of wedlock, and the Obama administration has done nothing to address these issues except to whip up the emotions of the people in a divisive way.
Exactly. It's a giant diversion. Dr. Corsi, we're going to talk to you very soon. You want to do 5 more minutes with us. We have our next guest coming up, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls, folks. But I want to hear about what went wrong, your new book, when we come back briefly.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've really gotten to the moment of truth with Obamacare and globalism and all this, where they are either going to really break this country forever, or members of the establishment that who are not completely insane are going to back this off. But you've got the big mega banks that are anti-free market monopoly capitalists like Bloomberg, who are anti-individual wealth and really disdain American values. Al Gore, people like that. And here it is, Trayvon protest organized by communists who praise Stalin and Mao. That's the story up on InfoWars.com. The Revolutionary Communist Party has coordinated Trayvon Martin protest throughout the country. And our article turns out, this is in San Francisco Weekly, this is confirmed, they're not even denying this, that the Justice Department's been involved as well. And they've sent federally funded groups that we and others identified, where they use, you know, kind of like Acorn Light groups, Enviro groups and others, to go hold up signs and pose as anti-black racists supporting Zimmerman. So we're seeing false flags, just the dirtiest stuff being used to create political division. And this is the essence of race-based politics that you always see out of socialists and communists, funded by the big monopoly capitalists. I want you to speak to that briefly, that paradox, to try to explain that to conservatives and libertarians that don't click to that. And that there are a lot of rich people that actually got it through government or insider deals, and they're not our friends. How do we deal with them supporting the program of bankrupting the country because they're exempt from the taxes, the regulations? And then let's talk about your new book and what it gets into and how we pull out of this.
Well, the book is about that. I mean, what I'm saying in the book, if you'll permit me just briefly, is that the Obama invented, it's kind of like Moneyball to baseball. Obama created a new metrics in presidential politics. So Romney, I was on the campaign plane for 3 weeks. I traveled with Romney as traveling press. Romney thought he had won coming back on election day, told the press he hadn't even written a concession speech. Romney didn't understand the game that the Democrats were now playing, just like a money ball changes the way baseball is conceptualized and played on the field. The point is that the Democrats do play a divide and conquer form of very hardball interest group politics, in which the idea is to, you know, whip up the black voters, whip up the Hispanics. Hispanics thought they were going to be deported if Romney won, you know, and there's no attempt to deliver any benefits. There's no attempt to get Hispanics jobs or to get the Dream Act. Oh, you can go to college, but like everybody else in college, what are you going to do afterwards? You're going to drive a cab? There aren't any jobs. But people have to finally understand, I think, Alex, that what you said is true. The divide and conquer politics, the rub raw, the, like Saul Alinsky said, the social, the economic, the racial discontent.
Well, that's communism 101. Collapse things so you can take over.
Collapse it, have it all fall apart. The bankruptcies that are going on, Obama's smart enough to know that the higher income brackets pay most of the income tax. The rich aren't paying their fair share is a slogan. It's meant to whip up the economic dissatisfaction.
Rich are paying, but they're the nouveau riche. The mega rich are offshore, and it's the Warren Buffett's lobbying to raise middle class taxes.
I'm pointing out how these themes are used.
Sure.
And the Democrats have gotten out of the universities some of the best political science, demographics. Democrats are marketing, first of all, framing psychologically the Republicans so that Romney's immediately seen as a rich guy, out of touch, vain.
Oh, yeah, they admit they're anthropologists, psychologists running a job.
Exactly.
But then Romney's bad, too. It's like they've got it fixed at every level.
But see, the point is, the Democrats are playing a game of hardball politics with sophisticated computer 21st century science. The Republicans don't even understand, nor do the people.
You're right. They admit with Facebook and Google helping them, they are literally databasing and using war game computers on record to just scientifically manipulate people. And it's incredible. How do you counter something like that?
Well, first of all, what you're doing, what I'm trying to do is expose it. Get the word out. Let people see it. You know, the NSA is collecting this data for a reason. And it's collecting the data in order to be able to map, model, control
the
population. You know, they want to have algorithms at the NSA that predict your behavior before you know what you're going to do.
They already have it.
They have it. And targeting and manipulating that behavior with behaviorally crafted messages, getting you to respond in certain ways you don't even realize.
But the fail-safe is if you're aware of the magic trick, it's no longer magic. So if people will just admit they're being conned, this can all stop.
The whole point of a magic trick is once you know how it's done, it's no longer powerful. That's where a mystery is no longer intriguing once it's solved. We have to expose this. And it has to be put a stop to, because even the left should at some point realize that this data is going to be used, you know, against everybody. Yeah, the first thing a regime comes into power from the left, the socialists and communists do is destroy the press that's helped them get in there. So anyone who thinks that helping the Obama agenda or playing along with it is going to reward you, you're just being a, you know, a,
exactly.
a dupe. You're being a useful fool.
They want you poor so they can run your life. In closing, I've seen emails and comments saying I'm lying about the Washington Post, you name it, saying U.S. quietly repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. We all know that's been going on forever. But the point is, this is now globalist New World Order running our CIA. How do we counter that?
The only news you're going to get is the officially approved news. I mean, that's where it's headed, with a press that's dumbing down and it's just reproducing the government's press releases as if they were truth. Now the government's going to go in the business of having its own news agencies for the American public, like the Voice of America and other propaganda broadcasts we've only used for foreigners. It's a complete control of the media. So that anyone like you, Alex, or like me that wants to expose or oppose this, are going to be, you know, have Media Matters, George Soros come to call us names, marginalize us. If we ever get on Fox or any of the media, make sure that Fox is bombarded by Media Matters. The advertisers are bombarded. Look, these people are every bit as much fascists on the left, you know, National Socialists.
No, they're authoritarian gangsters, and with Republicans, it's corrupt interests. We're in trouble. The problem is, it's true. The Obamanoids are a cancer. They're going for it all right now. Will they win?
They got a good chance of winning, and the problem too is that the if the Republican Party stays a centrist party, it's going to be very hard to distinguish Republicans from Democrats.
And notice the Democrats all day tell Republicans how to win. Oh, we're your friends. Be moderate. Agree with us, and you'll win. Knowing full well that's how they're going to all lose.
It's up to the constitutionalists, the people of the Tea Party. You know, you're going to have. Look, the cities versus the rest of the country. Take the cities out of America. You've got a very different America. The cities are where the power base is of the left. And it's minority-ridden, Hispanics increasingly going to the cities, poverty, no jobs, broken families, drugs, crime. This is it. And if they can, they'll try to disarm the population in the process of saying it's going to make people safer.
And that's Agenda 21, forcing us into the city grids where they can actuary the taxes to bankrupt everybody and make us dependent. This is slavery. These people are technocratic slave masters. Dr. Jerome Corsi, the book's now available everywhere. We're going to get you back on for a full hour in the next few weeks. Just tell us the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Alex. Great pleasure to be back with you.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, no, this is a total plan, ladies and gentlemen, and it's disgusting. I'm going to get to your calls, but I have a guest we're going to get on the Skype right now. He's got a very interesting idea that I think is going to be news-making to point some things out to some people. So we're going to be talking about that with the special guest here in just a moment. First off, though, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what I believe is the truth. And I have studied anthropology, sociology, psychology, war manuals, you name it. And I've looked at it historically. The truth is just the way to go. So I don't have to use any tricks. There's no deception. I don't sit here and think about what I'm going to say. Might be better if I did sometimes, but you know what I mean. This is really historical analysis of reality versus the fraud. Or packaging versus the contents, or form over actual contents. And the globalists are not the people they tell you they are. And they've got the Republican leadership. That's why the Republican leadership's going after the Real Tea Party and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And that's why you've got on Fox News every day, Karl Rove saying, oh, the Tea Party, we've got to, you know, they're going to make us lose. We've got to move towards the Democrats. 2014 is everything, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, I don't believe in the whole left-right deal. I know they run both parties. But they're making their move for a full one-party conversion. And leftists have all shown themselves, people I've had as guests for a decade or more, who you now hear with an MSNBC line of all gun ownership is racist, all sovereignty is racist, all industry not owned by the state is racist. They're really making their move and branding it with John McCain saying we've got to ban federally concealed carry. Or it's racist. Give me your gun or you're a racist. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. The Klan was the first gun laws. The black cities are run by globalists, and they don't want blacks being armed. That's why their crime rates are so high, the main factor. Here's the numbers. They just go, shut up, racist. And you're like, I'm not a racist. They've won. They make you start defending yourself. The Soviets controlled really the biggest region in the world. From the east coast of Russia and all the satellites over to Poland and Europe, I mean, you're talking about, what is that, 5,000 miles? 6,000 miles across? I mean, that's incredibly diverse. And they had political correctness. They had hate crimes. And if you were a member of the local Soviet commissars, political police, that's who they were, and you killed somebody, you didn't get in trouble. But if you shot your mouth off against the government, they would announce, if this person's been arrested because they were talking bad about our Asian members of the Soviet Union. And it wouldn't even be true, but, well, good, he's been sent to the gulag. He's arrested. I mean, that's when you hear hate crime, thought crime, all this speech crime stuff, that's what Stalin and before him Lenin did. When you hear political correctness, that is a Soviet term. I mean, when you know history, you're like, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, we know what this is. There isn't any bones about it. And the general public has no idea what the three branches of government are. No idea. Much less what authoritarianism is, and it always looks the same. The black uniforms, the mask, the checkpoints, the knock of the door, the political police, all of this. I mean, this, and they're just slowly trying to get our police and military to go along with it. And the good news is most of them are rebelling against it. I think they've miscalculated, and things aren't going well for them. The problem is they just get rid of the good cops and military and find people that will do it. Generally, though, those aren't even evil people. They think they're the boss. Everybody else is a slave, and they're kind of a minder. Police and military have got to get really aware situationally to the fact of, I'm not lying to him, okay? I mean, you need to look into this stuff and find out I'm telling you the truth. Because when you find out I'm telling you the truth, you'll figure out we better do something. All right, I want to go to one of our sponsors, but that's not why he's on the show with us. He had a great idea, Chad Cooper. Boy Scout, police officer, Air Force intelligence specialist, master's in strategic intelligence defense, contractor, CEO of Infidel Body Armor. He'd be a great guy to have on just as a guest sometime from all of his life experience. And he saw an article out of the New American. Author Brad Thor offers to buy Zimmerman new gun and ammo after the Justice Department is blocking the release of evidence from Zimmerman murder trial as part of the continued cover-up. And so now Chad Cooper of InfidelBodyArmor.com, he wants to make an announcement to George Zimmerman, and of course this is a political statement too, about something he wants to offer George Zimmerman. So Chad, thank you for coming on the broadcast with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. So what do you want to say to George Zimmerman?
Well, I'd like to offer him and his extended family free body armor. I understand that there's been thousands of death threats made against him, and frankly, that's just not right in America. People should be able to be free, especially after a jury announces that he's innocent. With all the death threats against him, I'd just like to offer him and his family body armor without any charge.
Well, I think that they should take advantage of that, and so we'll try to get them a message. Or I guess you could probably just ship it right to his home address, even though he's not there now. It'll get to him. So why don't we just why don't you just ship him four or five of your great body armor packages right to his front door? I think they'll get there that way.
We'll do that. Absolutely.
and again, just the idea of what happens if he does get killed. There's all these calls to kill him. And I wonder what the Obamanoids are going to do then if they actually kill this guy that's been found not guilty.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, I imagine it would just be swept under the rug. And, you know, we can blame it all day long. Well, you know, the people are angry and they need to have their way, you know. And I imagine some kind of political spin would be made on something like that.
Have you heard about the black George Zimmerman who 3 years ago killed a white 17-year-old who was breaking into cars with two others and rushed him, and a white grand jury no-billed the indictment that the prosecutor wanted? We've got that article up on Infowars.com. In fact, if that guy, if somebody can get a hold of him, we're trying to get a hold of him, I want to get the gentleman on. I mean, I wonder why the white grand jury no-billed him. I thought they're all racist.
That's a good question. I was just reading that article myself, and it doesn't surprise me. You know, our media wants to paint everybody as racist, and unless it's the other way around. And we've known that for years, and that's just the way it is in America, unfortunately, right now.
Well, I think the system's bitten off more than it can chew. If just good Americans of all races, colors, creeds, religions stand up and say no, what do you think?
Well, it doesn't really, in my opinion, it doesn't have anything to do with what he did that night. My stance is that it doesn't have anything to do with what he did that night. It doesn't have anything to do with racism. What it has to do with is this mob mentality that is growing in America that says, hey, if I don't like the way this jury voted, then I'm going to take the law into my own hands. I'm going to go and have this mob mentality where I can lynch somebody if I'm unhappy.
Well, that's it. It's an attack on the jury. It's an attack on the Constitution. It's an attack on being an individual and to be a group thinker. And the government's our big mommy up there.
Right. And they're actually encouraging this type of thought. You know, when the president weighs in on this.
Stay there. We're talking to Chad Cooper, evil CEO of his own American, made in America, successful body armor company. There's nothing worse than that. InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll let him get some closing comments right ahead. And then your phone calls that have been holding for a while. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
PatriotAmmoSupply.com only sells to patriots and private citizens. Why? Because we only sell to people we can trust. We do not sell to government agencies. We manufacture our own bullets and load our own ammunition, so it's in stock and ready to ship. Got empty cartridges? We can reload your brass, reducing your cost and eliminating the hidden federal excise tax. Most orders ship within 3 to 5 days. Give us a call, 406-210-5294, or visit PatriotAmmoSupply.com, an American company.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Thank you.
So, Chad Cooper of InfidelBodyArmor.com, one of our great sponsors, joins us, and he's saying, hey, give George Zimmerman free body armor. So he's going to ship it to his house, and then it'll obviously get to him. But imagine having to live in hiding now. I personally wouldn't. I just start stooning myself with firearms. But you've had people shot and killed in Florida who had free George Zimmerman stickers on their cars. And it just shows a crazy attitude that you're going to get ahead. That's what MSNBC basically pushes, if you can deal with the racist crackers. And I listen to MSNBC on XM. It's like the Twilight Zone, because it's so clear they're trying to invoke division to divert away from the fact that Obama basically works for globalist interests that are destroying this country. We're living in a Twilight Zone movie. You seem like a pretty smart guy, Chad. What do you think we should do to bring this country together and try to bring back what made this nation great instead of going the direction we're going?
Well, I think the key is we need to start with what you can do. Start with your family. Strengthen your family. Strengthen your friends. Strengthen your church. And it can only grow outwards from there. Start with the circle that you can influence. And when you are prepared, when you are smart, when you've learned the Constitution, then you can help others to grow and strengthen. I think that's what it really needs to go is as us as individuals, we need to enlighten ourselves and refresh our memories of what we've forgotten over the past 100 years.
Absolutely. And if I had to place bets, I think there's probably a 20-30% chance somebody's going to try to kill George Zimmerman.
I believe someone probably definitely will. You know, that's pretty good odds that something like that will definitely happen.
And there's a good odds they'll succeed too.
I've read a couple of reports that say he is wearing body armor, and the couple pictures I was able to find, it looks like what he's wearing is what police officers typically wear, and that's soft body armor, and that's really only good to stop pistols. So if somebody even took a .22 long rifle out from a distance, it's going to go right through that.
That's right. You've got videos of torture tests and so much more, and your body armor has been tested by H.P. White, the premier testing authority for the National Institute of Justice, and rated at level 3. And it can stop hundreds of rounds of even 30-odd-6 versus the ceramic that can only stop about 6 or so. And now, obviously, this is heavier, so you wouldn't see cops walking around the street. But if you're driving around in a collapse situation or you're in your house, or if you want something to exercise in to get in shape, I mean, this is the real deal. This is the road warrior stuff.
That's right, Alex. And, you know, the end of the world as we know it has already happened for George Zimmerman.
And your Skype just cut out.
Now's the time.
We got start cut over. Out. Go ahead. You're saying it cut out at the end of the world as George Zimmerman knows it.
Right. At the end of the world as we know it has already happened for George Zimmerman. And I believe it's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. So being prepared is part of it. And like you said, our body armor is a little bit heavier. It's about a pound heavier than the ceramic. And here's the trade-off. I've got for those people who are viewing in, this is a ceramic plate that was shot 6 times. On the second shot, it went through. There's a hole right here. It went through on the second shot. They're rated for 6 hits. 6 hits in 6 different places. Now, our body armor right here, like you said, it'll stop hundreds of rounds. We've tested it, 308 sniper rounds, hundreds of rounds, literally in the same spot, and it keeps repelling bullets. And to me, that's not even a trade-off.
Exactly, you know, me saying it's heavy, it's only a little bit heavier than the other. I mean, my point is, though, this is the real deal. You've also got backpacks, so much more, an amazing site, infidelbodyarmor.com. And there's also a toll-free number there on the website. In fact, do you happen to have that toll-free number in front of you? I'll give that out to people.
I actually rather them call the 404-ARMOR-16. That's 409-276-6716.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much for being on with us, my friend. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.